You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM and 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. Here are your hosts, Wally, Ray, and Will.
All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene, Wally and Ray. Fox Sports Radio, 1340 AM, 96.9 FM, Hopewell, Virginia. It's still off season. Draft is on the way.
Yeah, it is.
And we got Skins to talk about.
We do. We're going to talk. Last week we talked about what the Skins should do at quarterback in the first round. If they should trade it, or you know, or if they should draft a quarterback in the first round. Today we'll talk a little bit more on the defensive side of the ball. But subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. Also, tweet us at Urban Sports Scene and hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. Will T would normally say this, but he ain't here. Let's get into our tradition, the pregame. Alex Z's from the Hawk Style. That's the name, Alex Z's.
I know, I'm just laughing.
Why are you laughing?
Because you're funny.
Alex Z's from the Hawk Style.
Good to have
Will join me to talk about possible defense.
What?
Possible defense draft options with the 15th pick. No, definitely. I'm happy he's going to be on the show.
Absolutely.
And finally, we'll feature our listener segment, That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But first, right now we have newbie from the Hawk Styles, Alex Z's on the line with us. What's up, Alex?
Hey, guys. It's great to be on your show. How's it going?
Everything's going great. Everything's good. So, Alex, before we get started, let our listeners know about the Hawk Style.
Well, one, let me again say just thanks for having me on.
Oh, no problem.
So I'm one of the four guys who started the Hogside. We started it about 4 years ago. We're going into our fifth season covering the Redskins. We started the show out as just a couple of fans who met on social media. And after, you know, listening to some of the talk radio locally, decided we thought we could do better, especially a couple of years back. So my buddies and I just started doing a show, you know, casually at first. Wanted to do a whole, you know, just fans perspective thing. You guys feel me on that,
sure. Yeah, definitely, definitely.
And since then, we've kind of grown it. It's gone from just being, you know, a couple guys with a podcast that they do on the weekends to we have a website now where we're putting out written content every day. We've got two other podcasts. One is a sports business show that one of my co-hosts does with some other friends.
Okay.
And then we just added Rick Snyder's podcast every week to our little network. So, you know, our little ship somehow landed a big fish and, you know, things have been going great.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome. I saw that on Twitter that you all had Jason Reed on your show? One of the podcasts?
Not Jason Reed. No. It was Jordan Reed. Jordan Reed.
Okay.
No.
I saw Jay Reed. I was like, uh-oh, wait.
Yeah, no, I made the same mistake, actually, on the phone with him. So don't feel bad. And it's just so your listeners know, it wasn't the Jordan Reed. It was a draft analyst, Jordan Reed, who he's with the Draft Network website. You know, you see that name, you get excited, but there's, I guess, too many Jordan Reeds out there.
Also, yes, it's a very common name.
It is a common name. But we've had a lot of good gets mm-hmm. on our show in terms of, you know, ex-players, current players. Mm-hmm. One of my all-time favorites is we get guys like Joe Jacoby on a couple times.
He should be in the Hall.
Yeah, he should. That's why he called us initially. We were talking about that.
Okay.
And we kind of formed a little bit of a bond with him. He called me at work once, and he's like, hey, how's it going? He's just trying to chat me up. I'm like, Joe, I am in my office. I'm only, like, in my 30s. I actually have a good job, so.
I love it. So it's the draft is right around the corner. There's a lot of talk about the Skins possibly using their first round pick to get a quarterback. But I want to go a different direction. Defense is the name of the game. What defensive mm-hmm. position is more valuable for the Skins to draft right now?
Well, if you're going to kind of have me rank them, I would say the top two mm-hmm. really where they need starters right now, mm-hmm. edge rusher and free safety, in my opinion.
Agreed. Yeah.
You know, edge rusher, who you got? You got maybe one guy that we drafted a couple years ago who's done nothing. And then free safety, I don't even think we have that.
Yeah.
You know, we have Monte, who I don't know if he'll I don't know what's going to happen with him with that legal case.
Yeah.
You know, how the NFL likes to come down on us. But that's really about it. You know, we got a couple of kids last year late in the draft who are really just special teamers, and Apke and I can't remember the other kid's name even.
I know you're talking about Apke and the kid that, yeah, they're special teamers. They're not starters though, but I know who you're referring to.
Yeah,
and also you got Everett too, who may.
Yeah, you got Everett, who I love on special teams, but you know, so those are your big needs. Second tier, nickel and inside linebacker, in my opinion.
Hey, Alex. Hey, sorry, man. I didn't mean to cut you off. This is Ray. I know that the defensive backfield in general could use some upgrades with the uncertainty with Quentin Dunbar. Josh Norman seems to be possibly on the downside. But I'm looking at Devin White in this draft. If he were to be there at 15, I don't think you could pass up on him. I know Reuben Foster is a big addition, but
he won't be there.
Linebacker is a position that I feel like is a priority, you know, and I think you just said that too. So I'm sorry.
I don't disagree with you. Devin White is a guy who, if he's there, I'm skipping up to the podium for him.
Of course.
Now, here's a little bit of trivia. I was really bored once and went through every Redskins draft. Did you know we've never drafted an inside linebacker in the first round in 80-something years?
Yeah, they should have drafted Reuben Foster when he came out.
Well,
that's what I wanted.
Maybe would have kept him out of trouble.
Because that may be.
Him and Monte Nicholson will get along, probably.
I'm with you. White would be, if he somehow slips to 15, I would take him. I think he's a guy you build a defense around for a decade.
I agree.
And they need to kind of be looking for a guy who fits that role because, you know, the stars on this defense are all over 30. Mm-hmm. They need to find that next keystone player. Someone to go with Collins, too. Collins, I think, can be one of those guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think White could easily be a second one for that. And, you know, I like our defensive line, but you need guys behind them to, you know, clean things up. The other name, I'll tell you, for me, I kind of was tasked with scouting all the edge rushers for our little blog for our, you know, we tried to write up every position. Mm-hmm. So we divvy out the assignments. I got stuck with edge rushers because I don't know why they stuck me with edge rushers. No one else wanted to do it.
I fell in love with
Sweat. Would be the other guy who, if he's there, I don't care what your other needs are. I'd probably go with him over
Burns?
A quarterback, over a receiver. He's the other big name for me that's clearly just a cut above everything else. A guy that you could see being on this team for 10, 12 years and, you know, probably eventually replacing Kerrigan as your number one pass rusher.
Do you think that – so how about Burns? A lot of people talk about Burns out of Florida State.
I like Burns too. I don't know. There's something about Sweat that I love. And Burns I like.
Mm-hmm.
If that's a pick at 15, I'm not going to be unhappy about it. But – I guess the real question is we're in a sticky situation where you don't know who will be gone by the time we're picking. And the interesting thing, you know, even though I say edge rusher is the big need,
mm-hmm.
clearly this draft is deep at edge rusher.
Yes.
There's probably a dozen guys who can be starters this year. So if worst comes to worst, Burns, Sweat are both gone, and we'll not even talk about Bosa and Allen. They're not going to be there.
Yeah, Bosa's not, and Allen, they won't be there. They won't. It's not
right.
even close.
So let's say those four guys are gone. I just wait to the second round. Pick up somebody else because there's going to be probably still three or four good ones left. I'll tell you the guy I also like if we do that, Jalen Ferguson. I know he had a rough, not offseason, but whatever you want to call it, pro day.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even get to the combine, but if you watch some tape on him, man, his speed is unreal.
Yeah, and this team needs
and
speed.
We need that.
Yeah, this team needs a lot of speed from the outside. They do.
We haven't had a guy like that since Arakpo left.
I agree. I think also, speaking of Arakpo, don't get me started on that. I always felt like that's a guy that shouldn't have let go. I felt like he wasn't valued enough over here. This team needs, in a 3-4, they need a guy of real – and as great as Ryan Kerrigan has been – and he's really good. Mm-hmm. I just kind of think that he's been playing out of position in terms of playing. He's more of a 4-3 defensive end than 3-4. But he hustles and works so hard that he gets sacks. He can do that because he's got a motor. But they need a guy who has that flexibility, bending action when pass, when rushing the passer. And they haven't had that in the 3-4. You know, even Preston Smith to me, same thing with Ryan Kerrigan. When he was here, he's a 4-3 defensive end. He's not a 3-4 outside linebacker. So they need to find that type of guy in this draft.
I agree with you. I think that this draft, either they need to just give up on the 3-4 entirely, which I don't think they're going to do until Jay is gone, which who knows when that'll be. But,
I
just don't see Gruden making that change because, you know, he's been stuck with it for 5 years now. I think that's going to have either you make that change sooner or later, or, you know, maybe you go with one of these guys. Because, you know, if you look at these pass rushers who are really good this year, none of them are what we're talking about where it's an end you're converting into, outside linebacker. You know, Sweat plays outside linebacker.
Yeah, which is
Burns,
great.
Outside linebacker. Ferguson, outside linebacker. Walker, Jack Polite, Farrell, whatever his name is, the other kid. All these guys, they're really more, standing on their two feet, not a hand in the dirt kind of rusher.
Yes.
And I'm with you. We need more of that.
Yeah, they definitely need it. So out of the individuals that you mentioned, who are some of the defensive players that are like game changers? Say like an Earl Thomas when he got drafted by Seattle, or Von Miller when he got drafted by the Broncos. Who was an instant impact player? Is it Sweat?
I think Sweat would be. I think you guys mentioned White. He probably would be. One guy who I wasn't so sure about, but his combine results kind of impressed me, was Bush, the other inside linebacker.
That's my guy. I love him. I love him. I think he's a superstar. I think he's a superstar.
I think he could be. He's a tackling machine, is what he is.
Yeah.
And when I was watching some of his highlights, I saw a guy who didn't look like he was very fast, but then in the combine, he runs, what was it, a 4-4?
Oh, he's fast.
Yeah.
He's very fast.
He doesn't look it in tape. He's just always kind of right there and hits the guy and, knocks guys back 3 feet. That's kind of what he does.
Yeah. Now, I will say this, as a guy who watched him play for 3 years, roughly 3 years, he's very fast. You know, he's small, though. He's a little light, but he's very fast.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, maybe he's got a London Fletcher thing going on.
Yes. That's a good comparison,
actually. That doesn't hurt us too much.
That's a good comparison, too. But, again, he's not a guy. I think when you got a Sean Dion Hamilton and, if Roger Goodell would stop just being a jerk and just come up with his ruling or whatever, I think that you do have an opportunity to not really worry about inside linebacker. I think Sean Dion Hamilton flashed enough in that stint when he played over Zach Brown. And then Reuben Foster's a hell of a talent. Like, he's just a hell of a talent. And to be playing alongside of his Alabama boys, I think that you don't have to really worry about bringing in another inside linebacker. But, again, if a Devin White's there, which he won't be, Devin White will be drafted early. It's the same thing.
And I think White kind of fits what you're talking about, where some people like to say blue chip. I've seen some people like to say the gold jacket guys you can see getting into the Hall of Fame. I think White's one of those guys. You'd be a fool to pass up on him for some of the other talent that's going to be out there by, sixth pick. To me, he's a top five guy, and, he only won't be because of quarterbacks.
Yeah, agreed. So, almost like the guy who got drafted by Chicago last year, who played for Georgia. I'm forgetting his name right now. He's a guarantee. Like, I feel like those are guarantee dudes that that will be all pro for years.
Mm-hmm.
So before I let you go, again, let our listeners know, let our listeners know about the Hogs Die again, and also how they can catch you on social media.
Well, you can catch us on social media. We're on Twitter at The Hogs Die. Our website is thehogsdie.com.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty simple. Obviously went with a phrase that I think most fans could figure out.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a lot of three-letter words, which, even the dumber Redskins fans might be able to figure out at the time. Just hit us up there. We're always talking about the game, talking about the team. We have a pretty good, thriving little social media center on our website, frankly. We get, about 1,000 comments a day on some of our blogs.
Ooh, wow, that's amazing.
Stuff like that. I'll be honest. We all started out, the guys who started this, as guys who just love to talk Redskins on the old Washington Post website. Mm-hmm. And eventually when we started our website, you know, we moved over there and a bunch of our friends who were also over there on the post moved over there. So that's kind of how that happened. But, you know, it's really the whole concept was by fans for fans from the beginning, like I said.
And that's what's supposed to be like. And that's just it's a good platform. It's what it's supposed to be like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what the internet's supposed to be all about. Mm-hmm. You know, just people having fun. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes Twitter doesn't get that way.
I know. It's unfortunate. It's terrible.
Yeah. But, you know, before we do go, one thing I will say about looking for defense in this draft, mm-hmm. if guys want to get a good coverage free safety, I don't see one in the first round.
Not in the first round?
I really don't. Maybe Abrams,
okay.
From Mississippi, but he's, you know, I don't know if he's a guaranteed first round. I don't know if I'd take him at 15.
To be honest with you, when it comes to free safety, I'm all for keeping Monte. I think Monte showed enough as a starter. To be honest with you, I know like we laughed about Goodell. I don't think what he did is worth, say, a bunch of games, if anything, maybe two games. I think Monte is a guy that you can kind of wait it out and have him back in the lineup.
I like him too. I just, you know, you worry about that off the field stuff.
Of course, yeah, of course.
You know, nothing good ever happens if you go out drinking in Loudoun County.
Yeah, I heard.
You know, I'm a city boy, man. I saw that fight and I was like, if he was just on H Street, you know, the cops wouldn't have even paid attention to that.
I agree. That's what kind of catches me off guard. I'm surprised that the media coverage, I guess local media coverage on it, was kind of
No, it's called TMZ, baby. Once they got that video,
oh, TMZ.
You know you're going down.
Yeah, that was a...
That's right, TMZ.
You know, somebody local had to send them the video.
That's somebody locally sent them the video. I don't,
there's a bunch of snitches out there.
Ain't that... Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, it shouldn't be a snitch on your own team. I agree.
Street swagger.
I agree. But Alex, thanks again, man. We appreciate you for being on, my man. Hopefully we'll have you on again.
Good talking with you.
Hopefully we'll have you on again,
okay? Yeah, we'll have to come back on.
Oh, definitely.
And maybe we'll get one of you guys can pop on our show sometime.
Oh, yeah, easily. You let me know and I'll definitely be on. Just let me know anytime.
All right, sounds great.
All right, thanks, Alex.
You have a good one.
Have a good one. Bye. Again, that is Alex Zeese from the Hawk Style. I appreciate him being on. And they're doing big things, man. Washington Post. That's how you
think. H Street, baby. We think pizza when we think H Street. That's you.
I do. I get and pizza. You know, I love and pizza.
I know.
You know, so it is what it is. You know, I'm a big and pizza supporter. But anyway, it's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. See you after the break. You are listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. Hopewell, Virginia. Wally and Ray are your hosts. I'm Wally. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Just search All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene. It's time for That's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. Anytime you feel like ranting about the Skins or you have a question, call us and leave us a voice message. Here's the number. It's 301-799-5407. You can also tweet us at Urban Sports Scene or hit us up on our Urban Sports Scene Facebook page. We'll play your message on our show and feature it on our segment, That's What's All With Urban Sports Scene. But first, we have my man, Adam.
Adam over at the Burgundy and Gold Report. Burns from Florida State Edge is my choice. He's not going to be there. Hopefully, they can land one of the type high. Finland's great. Burns would be my number one go-to guy.
Adam says, you know, Burns. I think we said that in the last segment about Burns being a polished edge rusher. But Adam believes that Burns won't be there at 15. I think Burns will be there at 15. But, you know, Adam thinks that Burns won't be there.
Well, we're about to see a common theme amongst just the listeners and these callers that we have. Mm-hmm. Thanks again, guys, for calling in, by the way. Mm-hmm. The Redskins need pass rush.
Yeah.
In this division where we watch Dak Prescott escape, how many sacks will we watch Carson Wentz in years past escape? How many sacks?
Yeah.
you need guys who are going to get to the quarterback and not just get there, but also make the tackle.
All right, next is my man Hawk Diesel.
Hey, this is Hawk Diesel with the Redskins Free Team. I just wanted to respond to your question about if the Redskins do not select the quarterback, what position should they target with the 15th pick in the first round of the NFL draft? What I would like to see if the Redskins to pick an edge rusher in the first round. I think we got to definitely start preparing for life after Ryan Kerrigan. And it would be great to have an edge rusher that could be mentored by Ryan Kerrigan and, you know, make sure we have that transition of a first-round talent as an edge rusher. I think that's what they need to do. They also need to definitely look at drafting a left guard to fortify our offensive line. Also think they need to look at a nice target for a wide receiver. Hopefully they can find a good pickup in the second or third round. I'll take my comments off the air. And as always, hail to the Redskins.
All right, so Hawk Diesel said that the Skins, like Ray just mentioned, they need a pass rusher, a young pass rusher, a guy that can replace, he believes that can replace Ryan Kerrigan down the road. I think you need a guy to play alongside Ryan
Kerrigan.
That's
what I was thinking. Not necessarily, you know, preparing for his departure, because you don't want to be overly reliant on one guy.
Yeah.
I've seen that movie before.
Yeah.
With John Abraham.
You know, oh, snap, talk, yeah. One pass rusher. He was a beast, though, for a minute, though.
Of course he was, but I'm just saying that you only had one guy, and then you try to replace that guy instead of, you know, getting him a complimentary guy, you know what I mean, next to him.
Yeah, and also he talked about the Skins going after a guard, trying to fix up the offensive line in terms of taking care of both sides of the ball, one on the offensive line and the defensive line.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes you can get gems on the offensive line
in the later rounds.
So I think that definitely that's something you consider maybe third, beyond the third round.
Yeah, I think I agree. I think you can get a guard. You can get a quality guard in the third round. I just don't trust this organization to find one.
You need depth, though, because the injuries have been just terrible along the offensive line in the last two seasons.
They need depth. You saw it. Like that's why they got Ereck Flowers to play. But, again, they got Ereck Flowers, and they're hoping to switch him to guard. I just hope they just have him as just depth. I don't want to see him be switched to guard. I think that's not the move for the Skins, but who knows? If they, you know, working with Callahan, working with Callahan, maybe he can change up Flowers' technique and get him to be a good blocking guard.
Callahan, he started so strong. As the offensive line coach, he did the running game. Was he part of the Alfred Morris?
No, that's Shanahan.
I'm talking about after Shanahan's were gone.
Oh,
Callahan started out pretty good.
Yeah, he started out pretty
good. That's what I'm saying. His offensive line was blocking, and I don't understand what has happened. I want to say it was his first season, the first four games. The offensive line looked really good, but injuries again have ravaged them, so they need depth.
Yeah, definitely offensive line.
You got to drive
On Twitter at G. Carmi21 said Brian Burns. Everybody likes Burns. And Montez Sweat, which, again, is who Alex was referring to, Montez Sweat. He said he's a guaranteed stud. I hope, again, I don't think they can get Sweat. I think that's a guy, too, that's kind of on everybody's board and being, like, the guy. On Twitter, Redskins Country said Burns sure is the popular name, and I don't see how anyone could complain with that pick. Yeah, it seems like everyone likes Burns. Burns is a guy that – I think Burns is a guy that could be there. But if everyone's saying that Burns is that guy, then maybe he's not going to be there. He seems a little overly popular, in my opinion, right now.
I believe that it's just part of kind of the blog chatter. One person says it, then it spreads like wildfire.
Yeah, I'm with you. Anyway, thank you all for leaving your messages and tweeting us at the same time. Again, this segment is all about the fans and all about the listener and all about Redskins fans. So we appreciate you all for being part of that. It's Real Talk with the Urban Sports Scene. But you've been listening to All Skins Everything with the Urban Sports Scene on Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM and 96.9 FM. Hopewell, Virginia for ages. You dig? Deuces. Hey, Mecca, lead us out big, homie.